Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
I didn't realize this. When was the last time before Victor Caratini's game-winning home run that they had a walk-off home run?
Was it an Altuve, John?
Nope.
Who was it?
It was game one against Seattle. Jordan hit 8-7 win.
So we had none last year?
None last year. 585 days since their previous walk-off home run.
Jordan walk-off was the last one?
That was in game one against Seattle.
Oh, well, you know, you had the playoff home run by Altuve, but that was on the road against the Rangers. So that wasn't a walk-off.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
so it has to be at home. And you don't win at home.
And Peña's was on the road.
Yeah, you don't really win at home. So
no, you don't.
It's impossible to have a walk-off.
If you don't win, right. Man, I'd like this Jordan again. That one in the postseason when he hit
This Jordan's been... Jordan's not off to a good start. I mean, we've got a bunch. Kyle Tucker's actually played really well. And it's like you don't even know it. It just hasn't had an impact on winning.
Another home run last night.
Another bad start. Chasing pitches he doesn't usually chase. I mean, that guy's got some of the best plate discipline I've ever seen. And it's just become an issue for him. Justin Verlander was fine. He was fine. He's not 2 strikeouts, 3 walks. He was not, you know, he's getting older. He's not the same pitcher he was back in 22 when the Astros won the World Series. And these years, you add a year. It's one thing when you go from 33 to age 35, you know, you go 2 years there. That's one thing. You can stay relatively the same. But the years start to pile up. Once you hit around 40 years old, even before then, ask Jose Abreu, ask Yuli. Man, 1 year can be worth 2.5 years of baseball age. So Yuli went from leading the league in batting to 2 years later, he's out of baseball. That's how fast it can happen.
Yeah.
And Justin Verlander right now, he's still a good pitcher, but he's not the Verlander. I don't know that he's ever going to be the Verlander we saw in 22. And I know that's going to be hard for people to deal with because they say, wait a minute, in 22, this guy was great, helped us in the World Series,
ways ago now.
But 2 years is a long time in baseball when you're getting older.
Yeah.
When you start to age, 2 years can be a long time.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we are with Justin Verlander. I don't think he's going to be that dominant number one, but yesterday he fought, and that's what he's going to be. He's going to be like Roger Clemens was at the end of his career. Knows how to pitch, knows how to fight, knows how to get out of. He was throwing breaking pitches to entice double plays. You know, he's smart.
Yeah.
But Fromber and Christian Javier have got to step up and be really, really good. And Blanco, I just feel like any second now Blanco's going to trail back, but maybe not. Maybe that's just not going to happen.
Yeah. So. So last night it was a little bit off in that the Astros were just 2-for-10 on balls that were like 100 miles an hour. Their expected batting average was supposed to be over 600 on those balls, and they were 2-for-10. Mm-hmm. So they hit the ball hard, in fairness to them, but they hit it where guys were and where guys made great plays. That said, Alex Bregman popped up with a runner on third in the 8th inning in a game situation, and then Jordan didn't come through as Jordan doesn't come through.
Right.
So, of late. So, that, you know what? They did hit into some bad luck yesterday. But Verlander talked about his start after. He had 2 strikeouts and 3 walks, but he thought it was a better start than the last one that he had.
It was a bit better than last time. I still had too many erratic pitches, I thought. But was, you know, had some nice defensive plays behind me, was able to kind of force the issue against a team that obviously doesn't swing and miss a lot. They put the ball in play a lot. So, I mean, my game plan was just kind of attack and try to get them to make some quick outs so I could get deep in the game, especially after the bullpen being taxed after last night.
Yeah. He pitched. He had the one inning, and Stephen Kwan with two outs came up with the triple to score a run. He gave up the solo homer, which is something that he does. Two runs, I'll take that from Justin Verlander all the time. But you're right; it just doesn't seem like he's the same guy,
right?
You know, the Verlander that's going to strike out eight, walk one, and you know, give up a solo homer every once in a while because he likes to work upstairs and get strikeouts that way. But you know, he's getting older. There was a story out. Do they trade in the midst of all this stuff? What can you know? Forget trading Bregman and maybe Verlander. If they suck this year, maybe Verlander will go. Yeah, okay, you guys can trade me, just like he did with the Mets. You can trade me.
Yeah, like he did with the Tigers.
Like he did with the yeah. You guys do suck. Let me go to a winner. That's fine. Is that a guy that you might look at that, as
sure.
well?
Sure.
No.
I think everybody is on the market, if you, other than you know guys who are future core players, and Justin Verlander is not a future core player. So, yeah, I think Justin Verlander could be on the market if, you know, once again, if this shows no signs of really, I'm not talking about getting better. Like it's got to get substantially better. You're 10-20 right now. I mean, hey, a 6-game win streak, and clearly you're looking at things differently. Like, well, we're close, and it depends on how Seattle, depends on how the Rangers, depends on how the other teams in the division do. But the Seattle series is a huge one. If you don't perform well, God forbid you get swept by Seattle, which happens at home.
No.
At times.
No, they win 1 out of 3. It's their average. They win 1 out of 3.
But it's really a bad, like, it makes it hard. It's going to make it hard to catch up if you keep allowing these teams to – just push past you, Seattle to push past you, not past you, but extend on you. So I think that Justin Verlander, I get everyone's, all I was trying to say at the beginning of the year is that this has to, you have to be open to this possibility. And I hope that the Astros are open to this possibility and Jim Crane is a realist. Because if this is going to be dog turd baseball, if this is not going to be good, I will have so much love and affection for the Astros. It's the greatest sports, it's the greatest run in my life. From sports and probably everyone who's listening. I can't imagine anyone else having a – I mean, I don't know where you lived. You didn't live here. As somebody who's from here, never has a team given me this much joy. Never. Yeah. I can go to some – you know, the Houston Rockets did over a shorter period of time. It was great. But this is – I mean, this is different. The Astros are different. But if it's over, it's over. And they've got to replenish the minor leagues. And Justin Verlander will bring you – a good prospect for somebody who really is desperate to get his level of pitching and experience on a playoff roster. I think Bregman, you know, you could move Bregman for whatever. Probably a couple minor league prospects, and then Kyle Tucker would bring you a haul. Kyle Tucker would bring you a haul because that dude is – he's a five-tool player. You'd have a year to convince him to stay. He would bring in a year of, you know, of team control. He would bring you a haul.
Yeah. Yep, a year and a half. If you got a year and a half of Kyle Tucker, you could get plenty. Plus, you know, it's going to go to it's going to be a bigger team because they feel like they can afford him. And so, yeah, I think that there's a chance. Honestly, you're not going to. You more than likely don't keep Bregman. You know, there's. I mean, maybe Verlander's gone as well. Your core could be. Tucker and Yordan for years to come. And you know what? Maybe they finally bite the bullet on this one. Maybe they finally bite the bullet
it's
and
a
say,
huge underdog.
We're doing it. Yeah.
Because
they've never done it. They've never done it. But this is the guy. Kyle Tucker is the guy.
If you're
Despite his postseason last year. Let's not forget.
If you were able to move off of Justin Verlander's contract and, yeah, I mean, does Verlander have a year left?
He's got 1 year of he's got to hit 140 innings.
It's got a vest.
He's got to hit
140 innings.
140 innings. 813 ESPN 97.5 and 9. And maybe you don't want him to hit 140 innings. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe you don't. 713-780-3776, the number on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for me to talk right now about my peeps over at Dream Rate. What? Kent Jones. He loves mortgages. I mean, I'm telling you, he's not mortgage nerd. Who said that? That's Lance said that. That's ridiculous, Lance. The man is a client. We're not going to call him mortgage nerd. He loves his mortgages, though. I'm telling you, he does. He's going to work that deal, make sure that you get the best. He's only going to take on eight clients at a time because he wants to give you personalized attention. These huge mortgage companies that put their name on bowl games, do you think they got eight clients? No, they got hundreds. They don't care about you. You're a number. You just got to get through that. That's all they're trying to do. Work it. Get as many in there. Go, 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 go. Sell, sell, sell. Now, Kent Jones. Kent Jones is going to work that deal as hard as he possibly can. He's going to get you what he feels is the, and he's going to talk to you about it. He's going to tell you all about it. Trust me. He's going to tell you about mortgages, okay, because that's what he does. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, VA, LTV, PMI, whatever it is. You don't know about these things. He does. And he is going to work it, and he is experienced. He's been doing this for 29 years. He is going to work and try to find you the best deal he possibly can. 75% of the public is doing it wrong because they don't get a broker. Kent Jones is the broker you need, the ultimate mortgage hookup. Dream Rate Mortgage, 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118.
ESPN 97.5.
When it's over, that's the time I fall in love.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5.
I don't want to talk about the Astros. It's kind of depressing.
Yeah, I don't need it. Let's talk about the Texans. Okay. They going to play on Thanksgiving Day?
It's football season.
Thanks, Nick.
Appreciate that, Nick. Are they going to play on Thanksgiving Day?
They have to play at the Cowboys. Wouldn't that be the best? It's got to be. I mean, it's got to be that game. Yeah.
Houston at Dallas. It has to be Dallas.
You don't think they want that on a Sunday night?
Thanksgiving's big, too.
I understand, but you can. That's Dallas. It's Thanksgiving. They can put any game there people are going to watch.
That's true.
Thanksgiving football. Sunday night, Dallas and the Texans.
It ain't going to be a 12 o'clock game.
No.
I'll tell you that.
No.
It's going to be a nationally televised game this year. Poverty quarterback versus elite quarterback.
Micah Parsons.
Poverty owner versus elite CJ. Owner.
Is he going to hold up? Hold off? Is he going to go full on to CJ?
I think he's going to want to. No. I'm right here, young stud. I'm right here.
He'll back off. He knows what's good for his podcast. CJ's now the new star of that podcast.
Because he's going to want CJ to say, oh, that's the hardest hit. Blah, blah.
Yeah, I know. No, Micah Parsons doesn't hold up.
He ain't holding back.
If Micah Parsons would climb on top of teammates in such a manner, he is not going to, just Google it. Wow. He is definitely not going to hold up on CJ Stroud.
No, he's not.
Who's not even his teammate. Micah Parsons treats teammates rougher than he treats quarterbacks sometimes. So, no, he's not going to hold up. Don't Google Micah Parsons
and teammates at
Penn State.
No.
He's a little bit of a bully.
How many Sunday night games and Monday night games will the Texans get? And Thursday night games.
I'm going to say
four
national games.
Yep. Zero.
Yep, four. Four. I'm going to predict. You know what? I'm going to predict Dallas thinks.
I'm predicting Dallas Thanksgiving. It makes the most sense.
I mean, it feels like they usually play NFC teams, though.
But they've also got the Ravens, let's not forget.
I'm going to say.
They've got the Chiefs. I mean, that could be a Sunday night game. Texans, Chiefs, Sunday night, or Ravens, Sunday night game.
You can throw a crappy NFC East team against the Cowboys and people watch. It's Thanksgiving. Yeah. Doesn't Sunday night football get first choice of that type of stuff?
Do they? No, the schedule comes out, and Sunday night football gets the pick.
Rarely do we have headline games on but Philadelphia and Kansas City was.
But the other networks get to pull back some special games.
How does that work?
The schedule comes out. And
no,
then,
but who makes the decisions about which games are going to be on national TV?
The networks.
And where? Well, what's Roger doing?
Well, Roger makes the schedule and then says, okay. But CBS gets to pull back special games as well.
Like last
year. No, you can't have that for Sunday Night Football.
The Commanders played Dallas on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They say, hey, we'll sell the Commanders up. Well, NFC East, we'll do that.
Yeah, but they've also had good
sure, games. But yeah. I think if Sunday Night Football has their way, I don't know how.
Not a lot,
the pecking order, Sunday Night Football is going to grab that if they can.
You would think.
Yeah. I'm going to say Houston will for sure be on a Sunday night game and a Thursday night game.
I don't know if they like put the Thursday games first, you know, because they have to do that because you have to. If you're traveling, you have to have a home game. If you're traveling on Thursday, you have to have a home game that Sunday before.
I'm just looking at the last couple matchups for the Cowboys, and I don't think brand recognition or the quality of team matter. They played the Commanders, Giants, and Raiders. Those are the last three.
Here's who's at NRG Stadium. The Ravens, the Bills, the Dolphins, the Bears, the Lions, the Colts, the Jaguars, Tennessee Titans. I would say it's almost like I could see the Thursday night game, the Texans playing Tennessee Titans or Jacksonville Jaguars or even Colts.
That would be a Thursday
game. That's a Thursday night game. Would be Colts, Jaguars, or Tennessee Titans, a division game. Both teams get the same amount of rest the next week. I could see that.
They always give Al Michaels the crappiest game.
Now, could we see – I could see potentially young quarterback, Stroud versus Caleb. I could see the Chicago Bears ending up on a Sunday night game, potentially. But let's look at these. I mean, Ravens,
Bills. Well, all of those games, though.
Bills, Dolphins, Lions. Yeah. Are you kidding
those
me?
Those are all great
the
games.
The Texans are going to – what's the most that –
Well, how about this, though? The road teams. Cowboys, I could see the Packers being a nationally televised game. Jordan Love against C.J. Stroud. The Vikings with their young quarterback. The Chiefs with – I mean, the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. All of these could be nationally televised games or 3 o'clock games at the very least. That we went from all noon games to, man, you could see a bunch. I mean, CJ's pretty popular now.
Not going to lie. I didn't mind all the noon
starts. No, I didn't mind it either. Get it over with.
Well, hold on a second. But they said Dallas last year had 12 and Kansas City had 12 national TV games. Is that possible?
You mean combined or individually?
No, individually.
Well, they count 3 o'clock games as
like the game of the week stuff. Do they count them as nationally televised?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah,
that's
not
what we're talking about. We're talking about
Sunday, Monday,
even their noon.
Holidays. Yeah, we're talking about Thursday, Sunday, Monday, holiday.
So. Other than local market games,
oh, remember they have
you
Christmas
still have
too,
nationally a noon is a national.
Remember
game.
They have the Christmas games too.
Yeah, right.
They're doing that again. So, landing a half dozen of the network's big 425 games. The Chiefs could the Texans be playing a 425 game? Or I'm sorry, well 325 our time. Could the Texans be in that? Could they move them to the afternoon now as a national?
Yeah,
and consider that a national game.
Yes.
They
yes.
could, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I think they're going to get. You know what? With the, if you're talking about the 3 o'clock games as well, with this schedule.
Well, okay, but they could go on the road and be that game. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Right.
Oh, I mean, I would say I'd put them on. Now they're playing the NFC East. No, they're playing the
AFC East, NFC Central,
East, NFC Central,
North.
Okay,
whatever. Central.
And then
North.
Yeah, so you've got. I'm going to go ahead and say they're going to have a minimum of five.
Oh, I
if
think
we're counting
more.
320, if we're counting 325.
I'm thinking more than that. More than that.
Who are the games where they're
– I think at least seven. They're not going to be noon games anymore.
But
we ain't doing that no more. I don't know if you heard.
Well, it depends on how many West Coast games there are.
Well, they don't. They're on the road. On the road, road opponents.
Do you remember –
They have none. They're not going to the West Coast this year.
Well, that's why I'm saying that's not the automatic 3 o'clock
you could
game.
Put, no, but you could put them at 3 o'clock still.
You could.
When they play the Chiefs.
Yes. Yes.
And you could. And even on the East Coast, you could make them a 3 o'clock game.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
I don't know.
They don't do that often in East Coast games.
Yeah, they do. The Patriots did it all the time, played 3 o'clock games.
Yes, did they?
Yes. Well, they're the Patriots. They're and Patriots. I know we love this team.
We're the Texans. Mm. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're the Texans.
We're the Texans.
The Texans and will have plenty.
We're going to take over that Tom Brady 3 o'clock slot.
Oh, no. If there's one guy in the league that reminds Patrick me of Tom Mahomes. Brady now, it's C.J. Stroud. The way he thinks the game, the way he lives ball.
You know Patrick Mahomes still exists, right?
Patrick Mahomes, listen. Patrick has done a nice job and all that stuff.
But he doesn't
think football the way CJ does. Have you seen the videos that CJ does where he breaks down defenses?
You know what videos I have seen?
Patrick Mahomes is great.
Yeah, that's great.
You know what I don't ever see? CJ's brother.
You know what I?
Yeah.
You know what
or wife.
You know what I do see? Patrick Mahomes, welcome. Super Bowl MVP. I see a lot of those videos.
Yeah, well.
Jim Nantz talking to Patrick Mahomes after he's won a Super Bowl. I've seen a lot of that.
Yeah, well, you know what I don't want to see? Jackson Mahomes. I never see Jackson Stroud, I'm happy
for
it.
Wait a minute.
Jackson
so
Stroud.
You think
never, not once.
You think the combination of Patrick Mahomes and Taylor Swift isn't going
to
get a lot of...
Nah, well,
all
there
right,
you
we
go.
Need
there's
to get one
of the nationally
a lot of national
televised
games.
All right, so we need a teammate. I don't want CJ to date her.
You don't think they're going to have the Tom Brady
I don't
slot?
Want CJ to date her, but one of the teammates needs to date Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, I'd like to see Amber Rose in the suite.
Nope.
She doesn't have the same appeal nationally that Taylor Swift does.
No, in a brawl against Taylor Swift.
A brawl?
In that game.
A brawl? Why would you
want
to hurt that little girl?
Why do you want them to fight? Brawl.
Yeah, in a sweet brawl.
How did it turn into a brawl?
It turned into a cat fight.
That's right.
Yeah, sweets. That's
right. Amber Rose going, get out my... This is my house.
I don't think they have to be in the same suite.
Well, this is a hard schedule.
This is I told you. Ravens, look at the quarterbacks you played this year versus last year.
I mean, Ravens, Bills, Dolphins. Those are Pro Bowl quarterbacks. Caleb, we'll see. Lions are a really solid team, maybe the favorite in the NFC, honestly.
So, Dell, did you see your owner could have sold the team for $10 billion?
Yeah, I saw that, and he doesn't want to.
He
not yet.
He didn't do it.
He has hopes. He as much as Dolphin fans have crushed, he doesn't need it. As much as they've crushed him, he spends a lot of money. He wants to go out before he dies. He's in his 80s. With the title, so he's not going to spend. He has a person in line to sell the team to anyway, but he would like to be around to see his team have some success. And I get it. What else? What is money going to do for him now at 80 plus years old? All he has is the team that he bought and hopes to win with
for his kids.
That's true.
For his kid Cal,
he doesn't have a cow.
The kids will inherit his team.
I don't know if he's got a cow.
The kids will inherit his team.
I think we would have heard a story of, like, I don't know.
You don't know if he has a cow.
Ryan Fitzpatrick talking to Tua at some point. Yeah.
What's your owner's name again?
Stephen Ross.
Yeah.
Ryan Fitzpatrick walking through the facility. And, and David Ross was just playing video games, so sitting on the floor without a chair. I think that story would have came out if he had his own cow.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sure Ryan Fitzpatrick would have told that story at some point.
That's one of his kids' name, or did you just make that up?
I made that up. I don't know.
He's got two kids.
Got two kids? Cal is one
of
them.
And it says one of them
is
always throwing up the M.
No one throws up the M for the Dolphins. It's fins
up. Does he have a haircut like Mark Davis?
Does he throw that D for the Dolphins?
I don't know about that.
Slinging
that. Does he throw the D for the Dolphins?
No, it's fins up. There's no slinging of anything.
Okay,
not the shocker, not the H.
Nothing.
D.
John looked like he was throwing gang signs just now.
Not a point. No, but to answer your question, no one has a haircut like Mark Davis.
Nobody does.
Nobody. I don't know why I'm now looking at fame. He has two children from his first marriage. It was made public that he was divorcing his second wife, Kara Ross, after 18 years of marriage. He has two stepchildren. Gee. They don't get anything. And Ross owns 11,000 square foot oceanfront mansion in Palm Beach. So it doesn't say the kids' names, but his kids from the first marriage are going to get everything. The stepkids will get nothing.
All right, we got to break it. It's time to talk about my peeps over at Free Rain right here, baby. Here's some Free Rain coffee. I love me some Free Rain coffee. You're going to love you some Free Rain coffee. I like to sing Free Rain. Yep. Listen. You will love Free Rain Coffee as well. I'm telling you, full-bodied, it's wonderful. Get the American Dirt or the Homestead or the Mustano, or you can get the Texas Pecan. That's my favorite. We were talking a little bit earlier about the first responders in Philadelphia. Well, guess what? Free Rain loves them, loves community, loves country, military, veterans, first responders, nurses, teachers. check them out at 975coffee.com, and you always get a discount. Well, you're going to get a discount anyway because you're a 975 listener. You put in promo code ESPN20 for 20% off site-wide, whatever it is, whether you prefer beans, grounds, or pods. Slow roasted, small batches, unbeatable, smooth coffee flavor every time. Born in San Angelo, Texas. It's perfect. It's the perfect get up and get after it coffee. Dream coffee, work, repeat, let's go. You're looking for that full bodied coffee in the morning. 975coffee.com. Put in promo code ESPN20.
Loaded, ready, rule.
You're listening to ESPN 975. Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Highway Cantina hooked us up earlier this week, and we're giving you guys a chance to get hooked up by them as well with a $25 gift card. If you want great Tex-Mex in Edo, you can go there before and after games. Highway Cantina will take care of you. So caller five at 845 wants a $25 gift card to Highway Cantina.
Have you ever been to a baseball game where a fight broke out?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where?
All the time in Chicago.
Oh, with the White Sox?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That happened a lot.
Huh.
Drunk Chicago fans? Yeah.
On the field.
Oh, I thought you meant in the stands.
No.
On the field where a fight broke out. I'm not sure.
I don't think I have ever.
I don't think. That Siri fight was a good one the other night.
Well, it was a lot of punches thrown. No one hit.
So the pitcher hit Siri right away.
He misses it. If you see it on another angle, it's a miss.
Yeah,
it looks like he hits him from the back angle. But when they show it from the home plate angle, he missed him. Siri missed him.
They're going to catch it.
They're
catching suspensions. Yeah. They're catching. That was a big fight. That was a nice brawl. I mean,
I've never been to an Astros game where there's been a fight. I mean, I can count Astros fights.
Well, the Mariners, I've been there before where they come out of the
dugout. Yeah. I'm talking about a fight. There's not a lot of baseball fights.
No, not good ones anyway.
No, it's not like when the pitcher from Cincinnati, what's his name? Bum rushed the entire team.
Yeah, that was great.
Ran in. That's the ballsiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Ran to an entire other team's dugout and started fighting them.
Yeah.
And they were all fighting him.
Yeah. Did you ever been at a golf tournament where a fight broke out?
Mm-mm. I've seen them on some of those Twitter videos.
Yeah, no, that's not a tournament. Like pros going after each other. Yeah.
No.
No.
You didn't. No. Oh, okay. I was going
to
say.
No. They've seen where they wanted to punch Patrick Reed before, but, you know.
Man, everyone hates Patrick Reed.
Yeah, it's just.
And he's not going to be at Insperity tomorrow when we're there.
No, because he's with Liv.
Not old enough.
Right.
Of course he took the money.
The Insperity is tomorrow, and we will be there broadcasting live from the back porch.
Okay, so how?
Remember we did that last year and nobody even knew we were there? I mean, we did the whole show. I don't think we even interviewed. We didn't interview. Nobody even. They were like, what are you guys doing here or something?
Yeah.
Well, this year, though, I think they know we're coming or something. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if we're going to get anybody. I hope we get one of the players there. Boo Weekly was there for the media day a couple of weeks ago. You want to talk about a funny dude? He was hilarious.
You got to be from the South if your name is Boo Weekly.
He is. And he loves the fish.
Yeah, you're not from the North being named Boo Weekly. You're from the South if you're named Boo.
Yeah.
His name was probably like Paul Weekly, but he was afraid of ghosts, so his parents called him Boo. Something like that.
What about Jim Bob Cooter, though?
That ain't from the North.
No.
That's an offensive coordinator's name.
Right.
Who knew that?
That a Jim Bob.
Jim Bob Cooter.
And Cooter.
Yeah.
That sounds like
that's a real name.
That sounds like something that Canelo would throw at somebody.
Yeah. Canelo and Oscar De La Hoya got into it yesterday. Oscar De La Hoya was doing a press conference and accused, you know, he talked about his fighters stepping up for Golden Boy Productions when Canelo, you know, didn't make weight for a fight and tested positive. And he was taking shots at Canelo. And Canelo got on the mic as Oscar's talking. He's talking in Spanish, like saying, look at that. I had to write everything for you. And then he called him a lot of bad words. Some of the bad
words
he said.
Stuff we don't say anymore.
Well, the guy in English asked him, what were you telling him in Spanish? He said, I called him an effing a-hole.
Right.
You know, he said, because he steals money from fighters. I tend to believe Canelo here. I think Canelo's probably right. He goes, I can't speak for all of them, but I can speak for me. He stole money from me. Mm-hmm. He steals money from his fighters. He only cares about himself. That's why he's trying to put everything on him and not on his fighter. He's got a good fighter, and you notice he's never the headliner.
Does he still own the Dynamo, any of the Dynamo?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he...
Does he?
Yeah. And you're talking about our owner like that? I mean, how do you feel about that? You wouldn't say something like that about Cal.
No.
No. I mean, that's a total lack of respect, I think, Houston for Dynamo. One of Did our owners. Right?
Still own the Dynamo. The Houston Football Club today announced majority owner and chairman Ted Segal finalized the buyout.
Lack of respect.
Yeah, he was bought out in 2022. Why don't you show some respect and know who the owner is?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
No,
the new owner came in and changed that, a lot of stuff up.
That's John right. Talking about a lack of respect for ownership.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what you mean by that. Did you guys? Oh, big ups to the University of Houston. Do you see what they're doing?
Yeah. Well, Mopey and Mapes talked about it, but sure, they are saying F you, NFL.
Yeah.
F you, Strunk. We're going to keep those Columbia blue uniforms and wear them.
You can't tell us what to do.
They really can't. They can't tell you what to do.
No. No, they can't tell you have to cease and desist. And by the way, the type that they use, the Houston across the chest, has nothing to do with the Oilers. Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been using that, and they're like, we can do what the hell we want with our colors.
And apparently it won't be strictly a football thing. They're going to put that color across their sports
Good. The Reds got to go.
No, the red's the color of the school.
Blue's where it's at.
No.
Yeah, they're not going to get rid of red.
Quick. It gets soft.
It's nice.
Yeah, we hated it for years, and all of a sudden it came back like, yeah, it's back. You're not going to get rid of red. This is the color of the University
Red,
of Houston.
The color.
It's in the fight song.
Of the night.
It's blue in the fight song.
Is much better.
Do you know the fight song, Mr. Cougar?
No, I've never sung the fight song.
Yeah.
What
exactly.
Is it?
I don't know the fight song.
It's in the
Oh, hail to the R. Houston University. Hail to the R. Houston University. I don't know.
There was
something after that. I can't remember it anymore.
Yeah.
But I think red and white. And we
no,
have
blue. Let's go. Get
you
that
can't
powder
change
blue
the color of the school when they're not really rivals.
Miami's got to get rid of orange and green.
Yeah, not likely. The other in-city school is blue. They're not going to change the blue.
It's a different blue. It might as well be green.
They're not going to go Columbia.
Cool, the Owls are navy.
Blue is not a cool
understood,
color.
But they're not going to change it to blue.
Yeah, blue.
Blue is not a cool color.
Do blue. Blue's the best.
No, it's not.
That's not even arguable.
John, give it up. This is one you're not going to win.
It'll be red. That's not even arguable.
Red and white will be
you're
the school colors.
You're trying to get rid of Houston's colors.
Blue
You've
crushes.
Got no skin in the game.
He doesn't
you
care.
You didn't go to university
He's just looking
there.
For chaos.
You didn't send your kids
I love
there.
The team.
You don't,
love
no,
the
you
team.
Don't. Dana's gone.
Yeah.
You hate the Cougs now.
Oh, Kelvin Sampson? You don't love Kelvin Sampson?
Yeah, and he doesn't want to. He's going to be like, we're not doing this, Blue. Kelvin Sampson's going
to. Oh, no, you
what
want
are all
to
these games? What are we doing here? Let's just play
you
basketball.
You
want
to bet they don't wear blue? You want
to
bet?
I bet he'll protest to it. He's like, this isn't a big deal. Let's not make a big deal. We got to defend.
Right.
Anything that takes your mind off of defending and closing
the
guys
kids
out.
Will love it.
He doesn't.
They're not changing.
But if they
the
start talking
colors.
Up too much, yeah. I don't know if they're allowed
love
to love things. Are they allowed to love things?
If they're not, yeah. They can't practice. They practice without a ball. They're not allowed to love things.
No, we need you.
Every once in a while, we should put up some shots in practice.
No, that's not what they do.
We need you emotionless, angry. We need you with intensity and focus. We don't need you looking at these uniforms or like, don't let me catch you tweeting pictures of this uniform.
We don't need seven passes before we get shot.
You can't score. Don't shoot. He would have Norman Dale or that. shooter
yeah.
in Hoosiers, he would have had him out the door.
Yeah,
all mean, those dads running to practices and all that.
That shooter can't move his feet.
Kelvin Sampson is Norman Dale.
He is Norman
There's
Dale.
Some – I guarantee you Kelvin Sampson watched Hoosiers when he was however old he was and said
that's me.
His
that's
philosophy has got to be they can't beat us if they can't score.
I had a coach named John House, and Coach House watched Hoosiers and got so hyped that it came out in the summer. When we got back, he gave us black Chuck Taylors that we had to practice and play in. I'm not joking. We had to play in Chuck Taylors.
That's the best.
And it's no support. And it's canvas shoes.
We played in Chuck Taylors,
and
too.
And he wanted us to play in Chuck Taylors because he would got hyped.
They would rip the sole would be coming off.
So hyped on Hoosiers, he had us wearing black Chuck Taylors. And here's another terrible part of it.
You're trying to convince people to change school colors, remember, everyone, caller 5, 845, it's now 846, can win the Highway Cantina gift card. So try to get in.
So call in, that's why they're calling in right now, as a matter of fact. And you know what I'm talking about right now? I'm talking about the challenges that come with being a homeowner. Do you have a high mortgage payment? If you have a high mortgage payment, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be paying high property taxes. And guess what's happening? The government is going to continue to jack it up. I just got mine. You have got to protest before May 15th. That's 2 weeks away, people. That's less than 2 weeks away. By May 15th, you've got to protest your taxes. Now, today, is the time to sign up with OwnWell, okay? It takes about 3 minutes. That's about it. There's no obligation. You do not have to pay a thing. No upfront cost. Nothing. If you win, then you pay. If you lose, if they lose, this is all on them. And they win. They win 86% of the time. And they're going to save you money. So much. I mean, literally, could be saving thousands of dollars. The average is $1,100, which means in a lot of instances, it's well over $1,000 in savings. And then you pay them a certain percentage, whatever that is. So you, my friends, will benefit from OwnWell. OwnWell is going to fight, is going to protest, is going to, in most cases, 86% of the time, they are going to win, and you're going to pay less. Local experts backed by cutting-edge technology, no upfront costs. Save money on your property taxes with OwnWell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes and start your protest today at OwnWell.com. That's OwnWell.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, this is a relatively quick segment. Dell, Charles Barkley, he's got a lesson for all of you out. Well, he's got a lesson for us, I think, right? This is basically a lesson for all of us. Because we're in the media, and he went directly after us. And I'm proud of him, actually, because I hear it so – the Joe Espada thing. Joe Espada has got them in a 2-2 game where you're not hitting it all. You hit the ball hard, but it was at people, okay? But you got Alex Bregman up with one out and a runner on third in the ninth inning. You know what Alex Bregman has to do? Come through.
Yeah.
You know what? Hit a fly ball, not a pop-up.
Yeah.
You know what? But Joe Espada sucks. What? It ain't on Joe Espada. Come up with a big hit. Come up with a clutch, even a medium fly ball. That's all you got to do. Then you don't go to extra innings, and you win yourself a game late. That's what players are supposed to do. Well, all this, I think this started with Darvin Ham, right?
What started with Darvin
Charles Ham? Barkley in this little diatribe he went on.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
yeah. I thought we were on Dusty. I was thinking, is this tying to Dusty or Espada?
So you got it ready, Dale? Here is Charles critiquing the media who goes after coaches.
Part of our job, we watch all the games and we watch all the talk shows. And, you know, a lot of these people on television, they're cowards because they want the players to like them. They don't want to do their job, which is to tell the truth. And I just want to say this about coaching. anybody who thinks the reason the Lakers suck is because of Darvin Ham or the reason the Suns suck is because of Frank Vogel, you don't know what you're talking about. Frank Vogel is a hell of a coach. Darvin Ham is a hell of a coach trying to get his career started. But for all you punks, idiots, and jackasses on other networks who want to be media and who want all the players to like y'all, do your damn job. The Lakers suck, and the Suns suck because of the players. Has nothing to do with the coaches. I feel better now.
Yeah, I can tell. Looks like you are... getting that off your chest.
I did. I hate it, man. You sit there like, Darvin Ham needs to get fired. Frank Vogel needs to get fired. Who put them teams together? Them trash-ass teams put together need to get fired. Them guys, they didn't just all of a sudden suck as coaches. People who put them teams together to get, they start packing up their stuff.
Great points. You know what the Lakers lost? Did you see? LeBron was the only guy that could hit a three in that series. They all sucked.
Yeah.
They all sucked from three-point range, 29%. As a team, they shot 29% from three. And LeBron was like 38%. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know what? You put it on – maybe there's something, you know, a coach can get you in a great position or call up a great play at the right time or whatever. But make shots. Play defense. Now, there is some strategizing. There is. I mean, if you're not getting on the players because they're not – playing, you know, getting off of picks or whatever, and they're not helping backs, whatever the case may be, a coach certainly can't help a lot. Mm-hmm. But no, that Suns team, they didn't have a point guard. How are you going to win?
That hurt. It's hurt since
you
wanted
Bradley Beal. Guess what?
Yeah, that was the wrong. You added another score to a team that scores.
Yeah.
It didn't. That's a bad, you know, when you had a guy like Chris Paul there, at least you had somebody who ran a team and provided them the necessary. There is something to be, people have gotten away from the James Harden model of or Luka, where it's a scoring, a dominant ball handler. They even added, you know, Kyrie Irving, who can be the on-ball dominant ball defense, or, you know, ball handler when needed. But this idea that you just take that out of the game, there's something to be said for a guy who can slow things down and can get things settled, get the ball to the right person at the right spot. And I'm not talking about an old school, you know, we're getting 11 assists and scoring 12 points. It doesn't have to be Steve Nash. I'm just talking about somebody who can get you into the offensive sets. Like Fred VanVleet is who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Fred VanVleet's not, you know, this guy who still scores, he still shoots, but Fred VanVleet has a different energy to him that you need to have when you have scores. And by adding Bradley Beal on there, that was just throwing another score onto the pile. There's only so many balls you can have anyway. Bradley Beal made no difference on this team.
No. Did you?
They were at best when they had Booker. Booker and KD is the two you need to have, and then you have to have the right fill-in pieces around it.
Did you guys see that Zion Williamson is in a category by himself now?
What is it?
He is the only 2019 lottery selection to not appear in a playoff game. PJ Washington was in that group, but he never got to the playoffs, but he's in the playoffs now with Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Zion didn't play a game in this series, and he still has not played a playoff game. The number one pick. I mean, he just didn't feel like himself, apparently. Maybe
he needed a gentle
laxative or something.
At least he was... You know, had an excuse this time as opposed to last time.
Well, yeah, hamstring. Man.
It is what it is. If you can't go, you can't go. It's better than him just saying he didn't feel right last year.
Yeah, right.
He just didn't feel right. But you're healthy, right? Yeah, but I just don't feel like him. I just don't feel right.
I didn't feel like me.
We got a
break because John Chill is going to be joining us. He's got some interesting draft stuff. He's also got some NBA stuff for us to be able to bet on and win money. He's got some great tips. He's from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles, and we will be doing with him on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, we got to talk about GimmeTheVIN.com. That's John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf is awesome. John Clay Wolf is going to give you more money for your vehicle. John Clay Wolf does this every single day. John Clay Wolf is going to do it on the radio for you on Saturday. You're looking for a fun way to sell your car. Here's what's fun about it. You get more money. Here's what's fun about it. You don't have to do anything. They'll come and pick up the car. They'll bring you the check. They'll do it all. They'll do it through your dealership if you want, so that the taxes and everything else match up with the new car that you're buying. Whatever the case, listen, do not sell your car without going to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That is one of the first, if not the first place that you have to go to, because you find out what it's worth. Because if you go other places and then afterwards go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, you're going to go, wow, I could have gotten more. I could have gotten more for my vehicle. Or at least you go armed with the knowledge of this is what my vehicle is worth. And now you go back to John Clay Wolf and say, beat this, okay? Because CarMax offered me this. Well, I'll beat CarMax. Otherwise, I'm going to send you $100. That's what John Clay Wolf says. You're looking for the best way to sell that car? There's one place to go. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.